If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Adam Chernoff is all things NFL for Right Angle Sports, which just got active just a few minutes ago with their NFL package. Always encourage people to get involved with that service because it's very good, it's high level, and it wins. And Adam Chernoff is a big reason why he joins us now. Hello, my friend.
Hello, hello. It was a great day. It was a great day yesterday. Every day is going to be great now until football, but today feels a little bit special, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. 100%. Can start to kind of, you know, plan out some travel, some games we want to go to, things like that. And, of course, we have some futures to discuss. And you guys came out of the gate extremely strong with an under. And I think enough time has passed. Do you mind if we discuss this? I don't want to, you know, step on any toes here, but can we talk about the first release?
Let's do it.
The Detroit Lions under 10.5, good to -120. I think that's mostly going to be gone. You're going to have to pay more juice. In fact, the places that I was looking, where I would normally bet these, it was actually already past 120. So unfortunately I did have to pass on it, but can you just kind of take us through the thought process here? This is obviously a team that has been, you know, on top of the NFC for you know, a couple of years now. Why is this presenting as an under in your mind with the Lions?
Coordinator change, first of all, on both sides of the football. There's a lot of brain power lost. There's a lot of experience lost, and it's a very competitive NFC North where some of that stays within division, but Detroit is going to have to find answers to that on both sides of the ball. The second thing would be that the schedule mandates that the Lions cannot miss that at home all season because the away schedule is the most difficult in football. They've got the extra road game as well. I mean, it's brutal. Every single week away from Ford Field is going to be a very difficult game for the Lions. So a lot needs to go right while they figure out how to replace both coordinators. And then the wild card in this, guys, is Jared Goff will be on the field for the first time since his rookie year, almost 10 years ago, without Sean McVay or Ben Johnson in his ear, calling plays for him and guiding him through the offense. I think that that is really going to matter as he gets a little bit older here. We know how reliant he's been on what you could say is over the last 10 years, I mean, two of the five best play callers in the NFL, and maybe the Lions will find the replacement for that, but I think that's going to be an adjustment too. So that altogether is led us to the Lions here under 10.5.
And I've told everybody, I sent everything you wrote on Bears this morning off schedule to my dad, to my friends, and everything else. And while we're on lines, I just want to get you just on your thought on how this is going to go. When Ben is in the division, I mean, it's another layer to it in terms of him knowing you or knowing what you previously ran. So my question for you, Adam, is how much are you expecting what they do that's been so successful to change? Because it has to change to some degree, at least. How much will it change when you've got your former OC in your division, you're playing him twice?
It changed from the Bears side and what teams are going to expect, or change from the Lions side and how they're going to have to adjust? Which way do you want to look at that one?
Well, through the line, since we were on Lions through their prism, how much that offense is going to have to change what it does just so Ben doesn't, you know, can't predict every play or most of them?
Yeah, good question. So from the Lions side, I would say it maybe has to change less than what the Bears are going to have to introduce, just because of, first of all, who the quarterback is,
yes,
but also how that offense is built. You think about the Lions, go back to that Rams game, week one last year, if you remember it, that went to overtime. That overtime drive where they lined up with 5 and 6 offensive linemen and just bullied their way down the field. That's really hard to stop, even if you know that it's coming.
Right.
And the Lions still have that at its core. What the Lions are not going to have is some of the creativity and some of the passing concepts. As much as we're hearing from them, they want to keep it the same. I think that's going to look a little bit different. So from the Lions side, maybe not as much change as we might expect from the Bears side, which I think is going to look way different this year than what we saw from them last year.
It was interesting. You have Fantastic. A piece. You have a piece up at footballbetters.com, which is where your written content is going now. And again, I encourage people. It's free. Subscribe. Like Jason said, he sends it to his dad. It's great stuff. I don't send this to my dad, but maybe I'll start. You know, but you never write about the Raiders. You never say anything nice about the Raiders. Adam, you're very nasty. You're very nasty when it comes to the Raiders. But it was interesting that you had the Lions as the first release, but you don't have them as a loser in the schedule. Like, I guess it's just it's more about just maybe the schedule is neutral. You're projecting more of a drop off from because of the OCs.
Well, the schedule is brutal as it is. We knew it was going to be tough when we got their opponents a few months ago. I don't think anything in the way that the draw happened yesterday in getting right. the distribution of the home and away games, I thought that was pretty neutral for them. That yesterday that went out on the site was more so looking at who kind of got screwed and who didn't by the draw of games and how it shook out timing-wise. So I don't think the Lions, they have a really difficult schedule, especially away from home. But I don't think they got any bad luck from the draw itself. They actually end up with the most rest advantage over the course of the season of any team. So if anything, it was actually maybe a better draw than not for them. But the schedule is just so tough as it is opponent-wise.
We talked about some over-unders ourselves at the beginning of the show, and we're here in Tennessee, and the first loser you have on your piece here is the Titans. Now we talked about 5.5, I believe is the number that I'm seeing sort of market wide. And Jason and I both agreed that like there's no way they're going over this. We actually said there's some chance they start 0-10 when you look at their schedule and you go through the defenses. How bad do you think it gets for the Titans this year, Adam?
Well, it's going to start really bad. If it doesn't, I'm going to be really surprised. And you mentioned that some of the defenses they face, if you had to handpick spots that were the worst possible scenarios for Cam Ward to start in, I think on the road at Denver week one and how great that defense is going to be, it's probably option one or two. Take your pick between that and on the road at Philadelphia. But they face a really good Rams defense. They face a really underrated Colts defense that's going to be much better. They have to go on the road 3 times in a row, first to Houston. We know how great that defense looked, especially down the stretch last year. Arizona's going to have an awesome defense. That's really underrated. That's road game two. And then you face your Raiders. I'll say something nice about them. They've got a great pass rush, and that defense is always very aggressive. But 3 road games in a row between weeks 3 and 5 for the Titans, historically, looking back since the schedule changed, teams in their third straight road game win that about 31% of the time. So not only do they have just a brutal opening stretch of defenses trying to get Ward comfortable, but then they've got that 3 in a row. They face just some of the best units here. I mean, if the Titans go over, it's going to be a week 17, week 18 over where they stack wins late. But I think there's so many questions with this team, and it's going to be ugly to start.
You know, we've been wondering about the ground, you know, how thin the ice is for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the Giants. And I read you this morning and look at their first 8 with Philly, Kansas City, you're at Denver. I keep going through it. It's rough. And you ask the question, I mean, I must ask, is Daboll even going to make it through a season here? And I guess what would be fairly, what can we fairly put on him? This schedule's so tough. It's, you know, I maybe wrongly, Adam, I still think he's a good coach. Maybe it's just solid to good. But are they going to get wiped out and fired here because the beginning of the schedule is so tough?
That's my big question. I think it's certainly in the realm of possibilities. You got Philly twice, Kansas City. You're at Denver, Dallas, Washington. Oh, got the Chargers in there. I mean, a bit of a reprieve against the Saints. Make of that what you will, but that's a road game too, which isn't going to be a layup for a team like them. And so I don't know. I mean, you have to wonder just how last year ended. And even going back to this time last year, we started to see Daboll kind of make changes in the staff to protect himself a little bit.
Yep.
Now they have a big quarterback question. Does this mean that Jackson Dart gets in earlier than anybody expected? If they're 1-6, 2-7, whatever it might be through this stretch. If for a team that has so much uncertainty and so much seemingly riding on the short term, we knew the schedule was going to be tough, but to see just the way that this fell early, so top heavy with tough opponents, it's just brutal for the Giants.
Talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. You want to subscribe to his newsletter, footballbettors.com. It's fantastic stuff. The Buffalo Bills, man. It just kind of seems like it's their year. I saw you tweet about them yesterday. You mentioned them before you mentioned the Chiefs. Maybe I got to retrain my brain because I'm just so used to going Chiefs first. But they're the first team on your winner list, and you've got them with the fifth easiest overall schedule. Is it one of those deals where it's priced in to the regular season win total at 11.5, you know, minus 40 to the over? How do you sort of inspect that?
I don't think it is. A very conservative projection that I have, which doesn't have a lot of my opinion into it, gets them to just higher than 12.5 wins on the projection based on who they're facing this year. I don't think personally 13, 14 wins is out of the question here for the Bills. I think they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and I think they have the clearest path of any team, either conference, to the one seed on either side. And like you mentioned, the ease of schedule. Four of their first five games are at home. They get three home games in a row, which opposite of those three road games, a big advantage for them. They have the easiest road schedule of any team in the NFL, and all their tough games come at home, and those break very well. Four of them are in the second half of the season. Cincinnati, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, they're all stretched out with at least 1 week in between them, so there's no tough back-to-backs. And they get the Baltimore Ravens, the other tough game on the schedule, week one, where they're already preparing now for the Ravens coming up. So there's no short week rest and prep difficulty against good opponents. They're all home games. Most of them are in the second half of the season. They're going to be stacking wins while all these other AFC teams are battling in the North and the West, trying to fight it out, going through top 12 schedules that they all have. The Bills might be at 9-10 wins by the time we get to the end of October in a comfortable spot while we're seeing all these other teams trying to play catch up. Like it's so easy for the Bills this season. And I think they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Best John and I were discussing this earlier and he liked Pete Carroll here, but your best value pick, Adam, and I, and we, you know, we didn't prep you for this, so I apologize, but just off the top of your head for a coach of the year favorite, if I was asking Adam, go get me a good value one, this one may hit and I'm going to feel real good. What situation would you like?
There's two to come to mind. I'll go with the one that I don't have the odds off the top of my head. I think it's the longer price with Jonathan Gannon in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I think that leap that they're going to take from last year to this year is significant. They retooled the defense, which is his side of the ball, every single week last year that I'm watching them. They're playing hard. They needed a couple more guys up front.
Yep.
And you had Tomlinson and Campbell and Sweat and then Nolan in the draft. You have a second-round flyer on Johnson, who was projected at times to be a top-10 draft pick overall at corner. If he is able to stay healthy, I mean, the leap that this defense can take, and as well as they have new coaches at the D-line, linebacker, that the players are already talking about loving and how different it's going to be. There's so many positives here. I think the Cardinals can be top 12 offense and defense on both sides of the ball.
I like it.
So I would circle that one. The other one, though, to be shorter, is Kyle Shanahan with San Francisco. I know I'm doubling up in the West, but I think the 49ers, with that schedule they have, are capable of getting 12 wins, which would be a 6-win improvement.
Yep.
And that goes a long way with voting.
Yeah. You know, one guy, because this is such a fascinating discussion to me. It's like, you know, because we know, you know, there has to be some level of real overachievement. Like, if you're expected, like, that's why Nick Sirianni has got the worst odds. Andy Reid's got the worst odds. Like, even if you win 16 games, you're not winning that award. But what about a guy like Sean Payton at 18-1? Because, like, if you sort of compare his Coach of the Year odds to the Broncos' odds to win the AFC West, Broncos are only plus 390 to win the AFC West. If you think the Broncos can do that, I mean, if Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos win the AFC West, don't you think he wins the award?
He does, but that, man, that's tough to see them getting out of there. As great as that defense might be, you got the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's going to be a battle all year. Like, I think about the path that both those guys in the NFC West have out. There's a lot better options out there, I think, in terms of, like, paths to winning a division from a surprise team.
Right.
I think you could even look at teams in either of the South, honestly, that underperformed last year that could take a leap. I love what the Broncos' defense is going to be, but I struggle a bit there with seeing Peyton getting out of there, winning the title.
And then I do need to ask you, you know, what do you expect of this Raiders offense now with Ashton Jeancey, with Brock Bowers, with Geno Smith? I mean, is it going to be, yeah, it's been a struggle. It's been a real, you know, dogfight every single week with that offense. I mean, just how different do you think it looks for Pete Carroll and the Raiders this year?
Look, I'll set your mind at ease here. I don't have a lot of negatives to say about the Raiders. I don't think that this team is going to get to the 9-win mark. I think that's really stretching what the ceiling could be. But in terms of what they were as a team roster-wise 3 months ago to what they are now, you have to be thrilled as a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
That,
yes.
And that after hiring Pete, because they could have very easily been like, okay, Pete's 75 years old, whatever he is, might be 74. We're gonna give him 5 years. We're going to build this up, and we're going to try to make this roster as good as it can be with the new GM, Spytek. The problem is Justin Herbert's going to be in the league for 15 more years. Mahomes has got another 12, 13 years. And now you have Bo Nix that, if he looks like he did last year, you got another 15 years of Nix in the division. So I do have to be thrilled that even though the Raiders are not going to be competitive to win the division, they said, you know what? We're going to go out. We're going to try win now. We got a quarterback. That's a huge upgrade. We took Jeancey with the first pick, who can be an immediate difference maker. We got Bowers last year. We have Crosby, our guy, signed. Like, at least you're trying to be competitive now, and it's not just sitting back and trying to rebuild. I think they did the right thing. It might not be the best outcome this year, but at least they're taking steps to try.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
What's my number, John? What's my win total? 8.5?
Yours?
Yeah,
8.5.
I have to do it, Adam. You have my heart in your hands. You can either break it or have me fall in love with you forever. Bears under or over on 8.5.
Look, if you asked me this a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, I would have said under. You're putting me on the spot now. I'm turning into more of an over guy on the Bears than I once was. I've not bet it personally either way, but here's what I'll say. What is being said from the Bears side of things right now, I really like what they're doing. They're putting Williams under center a lot more, which is a big shift for him.
Yep.
That's going to open up the run game, the O-line, the wide receivers. You know who this really reminds me of is the 2017 LA Rams, when Sean McVay came in for the first season replacing Jeff Fisher. Sean McVay and that Rams in the offseason, they added 3 offensive linemen. With the first-round draft pick, they drafted a tight end. With the second-round draft pick, they drafted a wide receiver. They went from 32nd in yards per play, just like the Bears were last year, to 7th with McVay taking over play calling. For Caleb Williams this year, who was the number one pick last year, just like Jared Goff was the number one pick in 2016, and you took that leap in 2017. There's so many parallels between these two teams, and you kind of have to feel like Johnson's a very similar hire to what McVay was after taking that Commanders offense from about 25th, 26th to top 5, just like what we saw Johnson do with the Lions over 3 years. So there's just a lot of that that I see that I really like. And now, you know, my stance on the Lions and the Vikings with McCarthy are a bit of a wild card as well. So I kind of am coming around on the Bears a little bit.
Well, you've got a tear falling from my eye, Adam. I'll be sending the love card to somewhere in Canada, correct?
Yes. I hope your dad's coming for that, and he gets the confirmation as well that he likes.
Saskatoon is where you're going.
I got to send to I'm really crying, man. 2017 Rams. What are you? Did you know you were going to have that for me today? You just pulled that off. You have to write about that. All the connections there. Have you already done that and I missed it?
It was in an email a little while ago near the bottom, but I'm saving it a little bit.
Great stuff.
You heard it here, I guess, first.
Great stuff, dude.
It's a connection I haven't seen elsewhere. But
man, drop that in Chicago.
When you look at the parallels.
Drop that in Chicago and watch how big you get.
Wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Hey, Adam, always great to catch up, man.
Thank you, brother.
For the time.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you soon.
Yep. He is Adam Chernoff from Running Eagle Sports. Good stuff from him. He's big on your Bears, man. Big on
your... I don't know about big. He's coming around, sounds like. Getting big. Getting big.
Well, you know what's going to be big this week? Smoke Slam.
Oh, that's right.
It's going on this weekend. I believe it starts tonight. Get your tickets. Get on out there. Downtown Memphis. Going to have tons of barbecue. Great barbecue. Going to have the Ferris wheel. Going to have fireworks every single night. You will love it. The kids will love it. Take them on down. Smoke Slam 2025.
It is. Starting tonight, Melissa Cookston's going to be down there, 7-time World Barbecue Champion. So,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.